This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello and welcome to episode number 173 of Youpreneur FM, the place to be if you are an entrepreneur building a business around your personal brand. Thank you very much for being with me today. I'm your host, as always, Chris Ducker, the hostess with the mostess. And before we get into today's solo show content, I would love to remind you that as a listener of the show, you get instant free access to my Youpreneur Launchpad video course. This is a free resource that I put together for personal brand entrepreneurs that really want to double down on building their business in a successful, profitable manner. We focus on building, marketing, monetizing, and truly growing a long-term business based around your expertise. If that's you, you need to pop over right now to chrisducker.com/launchpad and get instant access. There are slide decks, there are trainings, there are live video footage, and lots more for you to download and check out as well. So again, all you got to do is head over to chrisducker.com/launchpad to grab free access to that, no strings attached. I know you're going to love it. So today, I wanted to focus in on a topic that I don't think I've really actually covered here on the show before. And this was actually spurred on by an email that I received from one of our Youpreneur community members. Now, for those of you who don't know, Youpreneur.com is the mastermind community that I put together for people that are building businesses around their brands and their expertise. And we'll call this person William. Okay, I'm going to protect his identity because that's just the right thing to do in this situation, I believe. And William reached out to me. Again, he's a member of the community, so he's inside the forums, he's downloading all our content, he's an active member of the community as well. But he emailed me, and he emailed me separately and privately, but I wanted to go ahead and put this together and sort of discuss this particular topic. And the topic that we're going to be talking about is entrepreneurial self-doubt. Is this right for me? Should I be doing this? Am I doing it right? What do other people think about me doing what I'm doing? And so on and so on and so on. So I'm going to read out the email from William. Only take a minute or two. And then I'm going to kind of deep dive into maybe a handful of tips and kind of almost my opinion to a certain degree as to where we stand on this particular subject. And I think that you're going to take a lot away from this solo session because I know I've certainly felt like this before, and I know many people feel like it as well. Some are more vocal than others, but ultimately it's something that we all struggle with as entrepreneurs at some point in our growth as we build our businesses and build our brands and things like that. So William writes, "I've got a confession to make, Chris. I was about to lie to you to say that I was enjoying the community and that there was nothing I was really struggling with. And then I stopped myself. It would have been a lie. The truth is that the one thing I'm struggling with above all is self-doubt. I've taken a huge step by creating this new business and several people have invested their hard-earned money in my company or are trusting me to help their careers grow. I have major projects in the works with some far-reaching implications and made commitments to a lot of people concerning our success. I'm working my tail off to build this brand, and I feel as if we are having measured success. However, there are times when looking at it where I feel like the moment fills me with fear and questions my sanity and my ability to get the job done. I feel as if sometimes I've been pushing my business, and at other times I feel as if my business is pushing me. I've read blogs, articles, and books from other successful business owners, and I find that many of them, particularly those that obviously choose to be honest, express feeling of some level of self-doubt and inadequacy almost every day. So I know I'm in good company." And William finishes off by saying, "Maybe you could speak to this topic in a future podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts and insights on not only feeling this way in the first place, but how to press through despite the doubts, the fears, and the worries that I'm currently experiencing. So yes, William, thank you first and foremost for reaching out and being honest. I do appreciate it. And you know, as a member of the community, you know how active and how incredibly dedicated and committed I am to each and every Upreneur member. But this really did strike a bell with me. And I want to talk about it because I too have felt like this before in the past. I have felt like it actually on the cusp of launching Upreneur last September 2015. Is this the right model first and foremost for me to be able to help people? I asked myself, am I going to be able to consistently deliver not only high quality proprietary content, but also my time and my own focus for these members as well? Because I know running a membership, any kind of membership business, it's a never-ending cycle of creating content, publishing that content, serving the members, taking care of members, and so on and so on. Now, having these fears and these feelings is totally, totally, totally normal. Understand that. And you pointed it out yourself. You are not alone. We've got to acknowledge this, particularly that business owners have doubts. Okay, we have doubts all the time. But here's the thing. If you carry on listening to those doubts and you don't push through them, you're ultimately going to sabotage any kind of success that you might have had in the future because you could just hit the stop button and move on and do something else. And we don't want to do that. The other thing is that you've got to remind yourself when you're going through these doubts, and this is what I do every time I'm feeling like this, I remind myself of all of my past successes. I've been lucky to have a certain amount of success in my business, multi seven-figure annual revenue, 400 plus people working for me. Do you think that all came to me overnight? No. Do you think it came to me with listening to my doubts? Absolutely not. So when we have these kind of these hits of uncertainty, these hits of self-doubt, instead of kind of focusing on them and the negatives that come along with them, what I suggest you do is go back a little bit, reverse engineer your thought process a little bit, and give yourself some big props. Give yourself lots of credit for all of the successes that you've had in the past, and that will lift up your spirits pretty much immediately. My wife particularly is very, very good at this for me. When she sees me a little down in the dumps, where she sees that maybe I'm struggling to wrap up a certain project or something like that, but particularly speaking, when I have speaking gigs and I'm putting together a brand new presentation, I go through these little ups and downs as the part of the presentation growth cycle. And she says, look, do you remember that time when we were in Vegas and there was 800 people that gave you a standing ovation? All I need to hear is that sort of type of stuff to be able to know that I can push through and get on with it. And that goes on to my next tip. You've got to surround yourself with the right people, okay? You might have heard me say before in the past that nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. You never want to be the smartest person in the room, in the mastermind group, in the crowd, whatever it is. So do yourself a favor. If there are people around you that are negative, that are a little pessimistic towards you or what you're working on, do yourself a big favor. Remove them from your being. ASAP. Instead, keep the people who are there for you, that are your cheerleaders, that encourage you. Keep them around. Build that group of people up and get rid of the doubters. You don't need that. You've got enough self-doubt, William, and everybody else out there. You've got enough self-doubt to handle yourself. You don't need more doubters standing around helping you think about what you should or should not be doing. So bear that in mind. The other thing that I would say is that setting yourself goals that allow you to kind of kick into that self-doubt on a regular basis certainly helps that process of eliminating the doubt and moving on and taking things up a notch every month, every 2 weeks, every quarter, whatever it is. Inside of the Upreneur community, we have a monthly mastermind call where at the end of each call, I encourage everybody to put together 5 to 8 monthly what I call my small win goals. And it's an exercise I get everybody to do. And what it really does, it just allows you to give yourself the permission to have these small win goals in place. And sometimes there's not even money attributed to these goals. It can just be batching the next 10 episodes of my podcast so I don't have to worry about it for 2 months or whatever it is. But setting those small win immediate goals that you can work on month in, month out really does move the needle. And we see it inside the community, inside the forums, people talking about their goals and then updating their growth records. We have a growth record section of the community where everybody updates their goals and what they've done in the last quarter, the last month, and so on and so on. And you can see people who do it every single month, they're the ones that are moving the needle on their business growth. Easy. The people that don't do it, obviously, they're growing at a much, much slower pace. So set yourself those small win goals and start achieving. Start achieving. It could be anything, but just keep achieving those goals. And when you do set, when you do hit them, make sure that you celebrate them. They should be celebrated. Plain simple. The other thing is this, and this will be my last point that I make on this, is that sometimes the best thing to do here is to literally produce a bit of a distraction for yourself. It could be just popping on the cross trainer for 45 minutes, or it could be going for a swim, or maybe watching your favorite DVD, or playing some Lego with your kids. Just don't step on the bloody things. It hurts like buggery. it really does. Maybe it's taking a walk with your spouse. Maybe it's getting on the telephone and chatting with one of your best friends that you've not caught up with for a while. Just distract yourself. Just distract yourself. And find whatever distraction works best for you and make a mental note of that. Because the next time you feel these self-doubt issues and feelings hitting you again, and it's normal, it'll come and go, it's a cycle. What you need to do then is recall what works. Okay, recall what works and break that cycle. And then go into it, distract yourself, then come back to it with a slightly clearer, more happier, thought-provoked mind. So, William, I hope that this quick run solo session has helped you today. Again, I know what you are up to, and I know what you are doing and how you're doing it. And there is absolutely no doubt in my mind, buddy, that you are going to crush this new business venture of yours. There's no doubt in my mind because I've seen how far you've come in such a short space of time. So I want you, and not just William, for all you guys listening in, get those small win goals in place, tick them off, hit them, attain those goals on a monthly basis, and you will move that needle and you do a great job in serving people in the way that only you can do so. William finishes off this email with one sentence that which put a massive smile on my face. And he says, by the way, I'm in love with the Youpreneur community. I'm so glad to have joined. Thank you for bringing this group of people into my life. So William, thank you for being part of our Youpreneur family. And for you guys tuning in, if you are interested in joining a mastermind community where you get this support, this accountability, and everything else that goes along with it, you can head over to youpreneur.com to find out a little bit more info. Until next week, guys, I'm going to love you and leave you for the time being, but have a little think about today's session. And the next time you have those self-doubts, why don't you come back and listen to this 10-minute episode again, because I know that it'll help you get through it. Good luck to you guys. I'll be back at you again next week. Bye for now.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.